You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here for my weekly chat with Steve Gilbert, who has been following these Diamondbacks all season long. Steve, while it's not been a wonderful season for the Diamondbacks, we have to say that it's been interesting. And it's been a lot more interesting than I sort of thought it was going to be when the season started. So now that we're in September, the Diamondbacks seem to be making a lot of roster moves. There are a lot of call-ups. What are they looking at now? Are they looking to just get through? Are they looking to look at some young guys? Are they looking to make sure arms don't get blown out or tired? What's their motivation for the final few weeks of the season?
Well, I think part of it is, you're absolutely right, they're looking to not have arms get blown out. So they've called up a bunch of pitchers to kind of fill out their bullpen. They may go with a six-man rotation. They may skip certain pitchers if they feel like they've reached innings limits or close to it, or if they show signs of fatigue. And I think they're also trying to get a look at some of these younger players and see who is still wants to compete right now, even though they're out of a pennant race. I think that's very important to a guy like Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, and Chip Hale, guys that are extremely competitive by nature, and I think they want to see who's going to play hard till the end this year. And I think you see that they called up a number of guys. I believe they have 37 guys now up here. And they want to get a look at some of them now. Some that won't get much playing time. Some will get more than others. But I do think they want to finish strong. I think Chip Hale held a meeting in Chicago after that final game to basically tell them, you know, that, hey, this is these next 3-4 weeks are important, because what you do last is kind of what last impressions are almost like a first impression going into next year, and how you finish and what we see out of people in September goes a long way towards who puts themselves in position heading into spring training next year in terms of winning jobs and being part of the future.
So Tony La Russa was quoted recently. He said that they have the youngest team in baseball. Is that correct? I mean,
yeah.
Having like,
yeah, they do. By age wise, yeah, they do have the youngest team in baseball, and it's in some ways it's a point of pride for them, because they feel like that means that they can count on some of these guys getting better without necessarily making a ton of roster moves. And on the flip side of that, you're seeing it this year with some mistakes, some games that have kind of gotten away from them late. Just guys that aren't overly experienced, and guys that quite honestly aren't, some of them aren't used to playing a full season like they are now. And it just has felt like over the last couple of weeks that they've kind of run out of gas a little bit. And I think that's one of the things that they're keeping a close eye on and hoping guys can fight through.
So one of the more interesting pitchers to look at is Archie Bradley, who was not among the call-ups and is not going to be called up. Probably a smart move, because a lot of guys are going to they're calling up, they're going to be put in the bullpen, they're going to be given looks here and there. But Archie Bradley, he's a starter, he needs to continue to be a starter, and I would guess that's why, without any really starts to give him, I would imagine that's why he's not going to be making an appearance in the big leagues.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think, you know, the year started out to be very promising for him when he had that great stretch towards the end of spring training to win a spot in the rotation, surprisingly so. And then, you know, he was looked at as a guy that was going to start in the minor leagues. And then he had the great start to the season, got hit in the face, was not the same afterwards, had some arm issues. It's just been kind of a rough go for him ever since April. So I think they felt like rather than push it, rather than try to have him throw out of the bullpen, rather than try to somehow find a way to get him a start, that he was probably better served going to the Arizona Instructional League, you know, making one or two starts there, getting a little bit of a little bit more innings in his arm, and then shutting him down for the winter and hoping he can start fresh and have a clean slate coming back in 2016.
When you look back at how you sort of viewed the team going into the season, now that it's almost over, what would you say would be like the biggest surprise? Either like an area that was supposed to be better than it is and it wasn't, or an area that was better than it was supposed to be. You know, just from expectations and how things shook out, is there anything that stands out to you?
Well, I think I thought the offense was going to be pretty good, but I didn't realize it was going to be the top of the National League in runs. So I think that's a little bit of a surprise for me. And you know, then you can kind of go down through individual players. You know, David Peralta just taking it to another level after his rookie year last year. And you can pick out individual things. But if you're talking from a team perspective, I think I didn't realize the offense was going to be quite as good as it was. I think it was hard to not look at the starting pitching in spring training. And if you go back and listen to our podcast, I'm sure we've talked about it several times, and that you know, the starting pitching was going to be an issue. And we're relying on either young players or inexperienced players or guys that have struggled recently. And that's been kind of a sore spot for them throughout the year. They've had stretches where they pitched very well, and not coincidentally, that's when the team has put together stretches of winning games. But for me, those would be the two things. I think the bullpen has been, you know, it's been okay. It's had its moments. And it was kind of up into the closer's role and had done a nice job there again. But, you know, they've had their hiccups, but I don't think that they've either exceeded or gone below what kind of we may have expected from them early in the year.
Okay, so now we have to end this on the topic that everyone's really talking about, which would be Grumpy Cat. Every time I see Grumpy Cat, I think Smelly Cat from episode from about 20 years ago. But and I'm watching this GIF on the Diamondbacks website. It's kind of freaking me out. I have to admit, you know, full disclosure, cats kind of freak me out a little bit. I'm more of a dog person. So Grumpy Cat presumably got his or her name from the fact that the face is just a very grumpy-looking face. Clearly he's not trying to do that because he's a cat. He doesn't know what he's doing. So explain to me the origin of this feline, how he came to, quote-unquote, throw out a ceremonial first pitch at a recent Diamondbacks game.
Well, I think because of the fact that you're looking at the GIF and we're talking about him is kind of why he came out to throw the first pitch. I think he draws attention. The uniqueness of Grumpy Cat. I mean, who would have thought that you could just have a cat that looks grumpy and make a lot of money off of him and have him be a big star? But that apparently is part of how things work. And, you know, the Diamondbacks saw that Grumpy Cat was popular and had him out for a pregame meet and greet, I guess you call it, and it was very popular with the fans. So I don't know if that means we'll see Grumpy Cat back here next year or not, but I guess you could say his September was very strong, so he left a good impression for next year.
So he's wearing a Diamondbacks jersey, so that was very generous of him to find one that fit him properly. And, I mean, he's a very pretty cat. He just has a look where he just seems to disapprove of everything that's happening in front of him. Tony La Russa, on the other hand, who is an animal lover, and so however you feel about La Russa, either way, he has a huge heart when it comes to animals, and you have to respect him for that. So, of course, he got in on it. He seemed to be very excited to meet Grumpy Cat. And so did everybody in the clubhouse. And Chip Hale is posing with Grumpy Cat. So this wasn't just like a fan thing. I mean, this seemed to resonate with the team as well.
Well, there's no question. I think if you see babies, there's this natural tendency to talk in a very high, very babyish voice. And apparently when you see Grumpy Cat, the thing to do is to look grumpy, and everybody wants to look grumpy posing next to him, and it's just hilarious that this cat elicits this kind of response from people. So, yeah, it was kind of a whole clubhouse thing, and he walked around the clubhouse and posed with players, I guess is the way to say it, and that's just quite a story.
I will not ask any more questions about Grumpy Cat. So I appreciate you indulging me and explaining this whole thing to me. And thank you so much, Steve. And we will do one of these again next week. Thank you.
Elson, my pleasure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.